All right, Shabbos said, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today in Meretz Hashem and Perek Yud. So the Ramchal writes as follows. The title of this chapter, Bebeir HaNikiyos. Literally, again, we're up to the Midah of Nikiyos. Nikiyos literally translated as cleanliness. Midas HaNikiyos, says Ramchal, the Midah of Nikiyos is Heyos HaAdam Naki Legamre Mikol Midah Umidah Ra'a Umikol Chet. What is the Midah of Nikiyos? That a person literally should be completely clean. And again, we'll have to define the parameters of this. Completely clean from every negative Midah, every negative trait, and from every sin. So we'll say, so what does this mean? Already at the outset, you know, we look at this and we wonder to ourselves, well, what even is this exactly saying? Is it possible for a person ultimately, again, to be naki from chait, to be naki from different things? So remember, I will say, there are, if you look at the footnote over here, in number one, he says, "Ein lahavin shehanaki lo yichate leolam." So naki cannot mean that a person will never sin. Shehari lamanu b'mikra v'shene b'divrei chazal shegam lechasidim gidole olam nizdamnu chatoim shenasu aleim. So remember again, everyone sins. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone messes up. So when the Ramchal writes over here that the midah of nikios, of cleanliness, is that a person should be completely clean, completely cleansed of every midah ra'a, negative character trait, and every sin, it can't mean sinless. It can't mean sinless. That's impossible because ultimately, as we just mentioned, no one's sinless. So we'll have to see what it means. Lo dai shachet bo meforsam agaloi. Well, actually, the truth is, if you take a look at the rest of that footnote in number one, it says Elanira shakavana shehanok ye mesulak meikari sharashe achatoim sheifos umidos raos beifse shikuli adas hanovim atayos hayetzer. So what it says, we're going to see what it ultimately means is like this, and this is actually an incredibly profound concept. Sin doesn't occur in a vacuum. Sin doesn't occur in a vacuum. Sin, chait, is the culmination of a variety of other choices, lifestyle issues, social issues, and then chait occurs. That's how, you know, Rabbi Soloveitchik writes about this in his Ala Tshuva, and he explains this is the difference between chait and derech chotim. There is the sin, and there is the pathway to sin. Every sin is preceded by a journey. I say, actually, it's an exceptionally instructive exercise when a person goes ahead and commits an avera, which we all do, to kind of take a step back and ask myself, how did I get here? How did I get here? Okay, I know what I did. I acknowledge it. I owned it. How exactly is it that I got to this place? So the Ramchal is explaining over here that the midah of nikios doesn't really mean that we're going to stop sinning. Midah of Nikiyos doesn't mean that the averas are going to stop. But what it means is a Nikiyos, an attempt to cleanse ourselves from the character traits, from the behaviors, for the lifestyle decisions that tend to get us into trouble, that end us up in the wrong place. Both, he says, lo dai ma sha'achet meforsam agaloi, and not only with sins that are clear and obvious, elagami ma sha'alev niftebo lehoros heter bedavar. We also will discuss this in greater depth as well. We also have to be careful with the things that we justify for ourselves. In other words, most of us know that we have three categories of behavior. The things that we do that are good, the things that we do that are objectively bad, right? And the things that we do that we know they're bad, but we tell ourselves that they're good. Right? So those are like the three categories. So category one, the good stuff, fantastic. Even the stuff that I do that's bad, that's good. What I mean, that's good. As long as I know that it's bad, right? In other words, no one's perfect. We all live within inconsistencies. So as long as I know that what I'm doing is not right, even if whatever the reason right now, I can't stop it, at least my head is clear as to what's right and what's wrong. Category number three is the most dangerous. The things that I once knew were wrong, but I've explained them away. I say, you know, we have this incredible capacity. You know where this, I find this comes up sometimes, is, you know, where sometimes you wrong another person. And when you first do it, you feel really terrible. And then what happens? You say, you know, I'm going to apologize. I'm just going to go upon it. I'm going to own it. And then what happens? If you don't do it immediately, so a fascinating dynamic occurs. Suddenly, you know, well, maybe I was a little bit justified in doing it. Maybe it wasn't so bad. And if you wait a little bit longer, mamish, you're going to end up convincing yourself that you're like the Pinchas of your generation. Right? I'm like the Kanoi. You know what? He deserved it. And I should have done more. I should have done more. That's the truth. You know, it's an incredible thing that we're able to do about convincing ourselves that things that we know that are really not good, I'm able to convince myself that they're okay. And sometimes even if I'm exceptionally talented, that it's actually a mitzvah. So says the Ramchal, we have to be so careful to purge ourselves from those things as well. Of course, to purge ourselves from the chataim and the mindsets, the habits, the character traits that get us there, but even the things that are suffic, even the things that we convince ourselves that are not bad. Shelo haya hetera hu nirolo ela b'nei hayos haliv adayin agua kitzas min ataiva. So this is an incredibly profound insight. The ability to convince myself that something is permitted, when in fact it is prohibited, is symptomatic of a heart that is afflicted with some type of spiritual malady. In other words, I will say the greatest danger in life is when you can't see straight, is when you convince yourself, you're able to convince yourself that something you know that is objectively wrong. I will say, I want to be clear. No, we're not tzaddikim. And because we're not tzaddikim, by definition, we all do things wrong. There's nothing wrong with doing things wrong. Don't quote me on that, right? But what I mean is, as right now it's recorded forever, right? Meaning, what do I mean by that? It's this is what we expect, that we're going to mess up in life. So the fact that I do something wrong, there's not a chiddush in that. The danger, Abu Say, is... So the danger is when I convince myself that what is wrong is not wrong. The Ramchal says that is symptomatic of a heart that has skewed hashkafas. That's the problem. See, if I do something wrong, I know it's wrong. Okay, good. I should give myself a shkoyach. And you've never heard this before, I guarantee you. Right? If you do something wrong, you know that it's wrong. Give yourself a shkoyach. Why? Because I know it's wrong. And if I know it's wrong, that means my moral compass is intact. Good. All right. Baruch Hashem, I know it's wrong. If I do something wrong and I explain it away and I'm able to come up with convincing arguments, that's scary. Because what that means is my hashkafas, my life outlook, my moral compass is out of whack. It's not calibrated. Because if it was calibrated, I'd be able to see things for what they are and not explain them away in some type of half-hearted excuse. Says the Ramchal, that's what Nikias is. Nikias is what's happening inside of me that's causing, ultimately, again, my moral compass to be uncalibrated. I don't know if that's the word, but uncalibrated. Right? And what do I need to do? What do I need to purge myself of to get myself back on track? He goes on, he said, let's just finish with the one line. Shelo haya hetera hu nirolo ela b'nei hayos haliv adayin agua kitzas min ataiva. Ki lo tahar mimenu mikol v'kol. Because Rabbi said, ultimately, again, what it means is, I am afflicted by something. Al kein timshecheu lahakilo. And Rabbi said, as long as I don't address that thing which is afflicting me, as long as I don't address that thing or things that are holding me back inside, that are skewing my perspective, I will continue to see the world through a skewed lens. I will continue to see myself through a skewed lens, and I will continue to make excuses for the things that are really inexcusable. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up a Mirat Hashem here on Monday.